Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because He is our Father. And He is a good Father. Good fathers don't hurt their children. They don't break their arms. They don't inject them with disease. Huh? You'd never go for that. You'd never in a million years believe a daddy injected his child with some deadly disease. And you say, why did you do that? And they say, well, I'm teaching them something. You'd never accept that. But people sit up in church and believe that about God.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yes,
sir. Only place they believe something like that's in church. Is He a worse father than natural fathers? No, He's better. He's better. He's better. Good God. Good healing. Good provision. Said out loud, if we know how to give good gifts to our children. What did it say? What did it say? How much more will our Father in heaven give what? Good things. Good things. Healing's a good thing. Prosperity, plenty is a good thing. Peace is a good thing. Protection is a good thing. How much more will our Father in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? Have you got a few more minutes? Huh? Because I got something else that goes right along with this. It's the very next reason. We are sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today. This would be reason number, 14? Because healing is the children's bread. Say it out loud. Healing is the children's bread. Well, what if you ask Daddy for some bread? Huh? Gonna get a rock? Huh? Gonna get a snake? No, He does not hand out rocks and snakes.
Amen.
Is there bread in God's provision?
Yes.
Look with me in, you're there in Matthew 7. Just turn right over to the 15th chapter. Chapter 15. This is the story of the woman of Canaan, whose daughter was tormented and sick. The Bible said, Jesus, verse 21, He went and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried to Him and said, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. He answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. He answered and said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him and said, Lord, help me. He answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. Now, there's a lot of questions you might have about how, why He dealt with her the way He did. And I won't take the time to go into what little I have seen about it. But implications are that she was using borrowed phraseology. She wasn't coming to become a Jewish proselyte, a follower of God. She maybe heard somebody else say this kind of thing and is just looking to get a healing for her daughter. And there's a lot of people, they just want a blessing. They don't necessarily want God. They don't want to change their life. They don't want to serve Him. They just want out of the mess that they're in so they can go back to their ungodly life. Well, that's a problem. I said, that's a problem. There's been people I've prayed for before. Maybe there were time go on and they weren't responding like they should be. And I actually saw this one time. There was a couple that was bringing their daughter. And I saw this in prayer in the spirit. It was like they were trying to get no closer than they had to God to get that healing, and then they wanted to go back. They were wealthy. They wanted to go back to their country club life and not go to church and not mess with God. They didn't really care about all that. But have you ever found out again and again when you're wanting something from God, if you really press into God, you say, Lord, I need this and I need it quick. Could you just zap me and let me be about my way because I've got a lot of stuff going on today. And He'll say, come on up here, boy. Come here. Come here. Sit down right here. Me and you need to talk. Yeah, but God, I need to be healed. If you could just touch me and zap me and heal so I could go, you know, I got a lot of stuff to do. Yeah. Come here. Come here and sit down. How many know the Bible said, be still?
Yes.
and know that He is God. And so many times the reason you got these problems is because you're moving too fast without Him already. And you're about to have more problems if you don't get this fixed. And it ain't just a rush in, rush out, I need it, gimme, let's go. No, there's bigger issues here that He needs to talk to you about. And you need to get worked out. And He'll say, what are you going to do about this thing I talked to you about 5 years ago? You go, well, you want to talk about that? Yeah. When are you going to do that? Yeah, but I just want to be healed. I just want to, could you just zap me? So, you know, she's using different phraseology and we won't go into all of what was going on, but she persisted and she worshiped Him and she said, you know, help me. And what did He say? It's not meet, it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. What is He referring to as the children's bread? What is she come asking for? She came seeking deliverance and healing, right? For her daughter to be liberated from this torment and her daughter to be healed. You can see later in the passage, said her daughter was healed. And He calls it what? The children's bread. Well, she was a Syrophoenician, a Canaanite, an ungodly person. She was not a Jewish proselyte. But today, you and I have been born again. Amen. We are the children. Yes, I said, we are the children. Yes. Well, the children's got bread. Yes. And what is the bread? The bread is deliverance from what torments and makes sick and healing from that which has damaged. Yes. Deliverance, freedom, and healing is called the children's bread. Now, I'm glad it didn't say children's dessert. Yes. Children's pie. Children's cake, because you might have thought it was something special that only a few people got once in a while if they were nice enough. No, children's bread. Everybody's supposed to get bread. Yes. Bread's a staple. Yes. Bread. Are you really trying to, you know, act special when you say, could I have a piece of bread? Huh? No, anybody should get bread. And that's what she got a hold of. Anybody should get bread. Even if you weren't a part of the family, which she was not. He said, well, it's the children's bread. It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. What did she say? What did she say? Truth, Lord. But what? Huh? Even the dogs get crumbs. Crumbs of what? Bread crumbs. Under the master's table. Now, boy, this is saying a lot. Her daughter is grievously vexed. Her daughter is in a mess. And yet, you know what she says? All I need is some crumbs. If I could just get some bread crumbs, we could be healed. A slice of this bread, so powerful. All I need is some crumbs. And she said, the dogs get the crumbs, don't they? I mean, crumbs fall off the table. The dogs get them. So maybe I'm not in the family. You know, but hey, dogs, get crumbs. I believe a big smile come across Jesus' face. He said, woman, you got some faith. Yeah, great is your faith. Yeah. Be it unto you. Yeah. And whole glory to God. Her daughter, the Bible said, was delivered and was healed from that hour. Amen. Well, you think there's still bread on the table?
Yeah.
Go to Psalm 23. I think I can close with this. Psalm 23. Didn't Jesus say man shall not live by natural bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? His healing bread. His healing bread. The Bible said in Psalm 23. Are you there? Do you know it? Anybody know the 23rd Psalm? Psalm 23. What did He say? The Lord is my shepherd. Sometimes I have it, sometimes I don't. Because you just never know. No, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You know why sheep lie down in green pastures? Because their belly is full. Elsewise, they'd be up eating. You see a sheep, you see a cow laying down in the middle of the day and the grass waving over their head. You know why? Because their stomach is full. They can't eat no more. They got too much grass to eat. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because You are with me. Your rod, Your staff, they comfort me. Keep reading. Keep reading. What? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This can't be in heaven. This can't be in heaven because your enemy's not up there. It's got to be down here on the earth. Is there a table of God's provision available to the children of God, even right down here in the middle of this devil field, curse field, sin and disease filled earth? There is. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Wonder if there's any bread on the table. What if a son asked for bread? Would a good father give him a rock? No, he's going to give him bread. What do we know according to the scripture is the children's bread? Healing, deliverance is the children's bread. Every child has a right to this bread. But you got to ignore the enemies. Don't you? You got to ignore the symptoms. You got to ignore the bad reports and come right on up to the table. It's in the presence of your enemies. They'll try to distract you, but just ignore them and say, pass the bread, please. I'll take some bread, please. Two slices. We don't have to get by on crumbs. Crumbs enough to heal you. We can have a whole slice. Or two. I take two slices of bread and I take a big scoop of joy. Yeah. Give me a serving of peace. Thank you. But you have to appropriate. You can't sit around and sing kumbaya. You got to come to the table and sit down and hold up your plate and ask and you shall receive. Seek. And you say, I'm seeking some bread. I'm seeking some bread. I'm asking for some bread. Pass the bread, please. Pass the bread. Pass the healing. And take yourself some healing. Take yourself the provision. Claim it. Believe you receive it. Lay hold of it with your spirit. It belongs to you. You have a right to it. Healing is the children's bread. Somebody say, healing's the children's bread. I'm a child of the King. The bread belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. Glory to God. Stand up and raise your hands.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Fatherhood of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002J. That's R2002J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.